下一位来分享见证的是来自爱家团契的 Jenny 陈欣，将由她的女儿 Jenna 来做翻译。有请 Jenny。
今天是2022年的感恩节，我很高兴有这样的机会可以分享我对主耶稣的感恩。
Today is Thanksgiving 2022, and I am delighted to have this opportunity to share my gratitude to the Lord Jesus.
我对主耶稣感恩的事情太多，尤其是在这漫长的疫情期间。
I have so many things to thank the Lord for, especially during this long pandemic.
感恩主给我一份稳定的工作，让我在疫情动荡的时期有收入养活我的家人。
I'm grateful to the Lord for giving me a stable job so that I can have an income to support my family during the turbulent times of the pandemic.
感恩主在我被新冠病毒攻击的时候，及时派主内的姊妹给我鼓励和安慰，医治我受损的身心。
I'm grateful to the Lord for sending my sisters in the Lord to give me encouragement and comfort when I was attacked by the coronavirus, healing my damaged body and mind.
感恩主派和牧师和众弟兄姊妹在这样艰难的日子里，每日早晨不间断地一起灵修学习主的话语，让我的灵命成长，少了忧愁，多了喜乐。
I'm grateful that the Lord sent Pastor He and all the brothers and sisters to study the Lord's words together every morning during these difficult days. My spiritual life grew with less sorrow and more joy.
我知道一颗感恩的心是基督徒其他所有美德的泉源。
I know that gratitude is the source for all other Christian virtues.
愿我们的生命是一个感恩的生命，愿我们继续学习感恩，继续操练感恩的性情。
May our life be a life of gratitude. May we continue to learn to be grateful and continue to practice gratitude.
我们作为基督徒，面临困难、急难的时候，千万不能不知所措，去急着用自己的办法求出路。而是要安静在神的面前，寻求圣灵的带领。神的意志高过我们的意志，他一定会给我们最圆满的解决方式。
As Christians, when faced with difficulties and emergencies, we must not be overwhelmed and rush to find a way out in our own way.
愿一切的赞美和荣耀都归于我们三位一体的真神。
May all praise and glory be to our true God.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
Amen.
感谢 Jenny 和 Jenna， 谢谢你们全面而又具体的总结和感恩，谢谢你们的鼓励，愿神祝福你们。